Well, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, friends and everyone. Welcome, visitors, members, friends, distance acquaintance. Welcome to you all. It is so good that we are here today. Today happens to also be a special Sunday for us because we do mark the end of the church year on this Sunday. So this Sunday is Christ the King, and as we do that, are drawing our church year to a close in anticipation of next Sunday, which is the start of Advent. So, oh my goodness, is upon us already. And as it is a special Sunday, we are going to remember or end the year remembering where the year begins for us. At our baptism. So I invite everyone to stand now, and if you're able to turn to the back of the church where our baptismal font is, and we remember and give thanks for our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God. For in the beginning, your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word, you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people, Israel, from slavery to freedom. At the river, your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs to your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of the water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit, and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love.
To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Our God. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength.
Well, how's everyone today? Good?
Pretty good.
I have
perhaps a question for you. I know it's a weird thing when I say the church year is coming to an end, but what does that mean? What does that mean? When is New Year's Day, do you know? A month away. January 1st, we say it will be 2026, right? But what is a year? You know what a year is, right? It's just a measurement of when the earth circles around the sun, right? And so you can measure that at any point of 365 days, and 365 days later is a year, right? And so lots of people have different calendar years. You know, some of our friends from China, they have a different calendar. Our ancient calendars were different. If there's anyone in here that works in government, you've heard of the fiscal year, which starts in June. And so we also have the church year, and this is the end of it. And we pause as we begin a new year with the statement that Christ is King. And that may be a little challenging for us to think about, but let me ask you, what does a king do? King rules. Typically, if a king had a cup full of yumminess, what would that king want? More, right? The kings that we are used to want the cup all to themselves. But calling Christ the King, and we hear the great story of Christ's passion for us, is that this king pours out the water for us all. To be a king in Jesus' name, or for Jesus to be a king, is to know that our king is always pouring out life and love of his own life for us and giving it to Charles. So let us remember that. The mark of the church is that we, as followers of Christ, pour our love and life. Let us pray. And for all of our friends and visitors, on the count of three, we have our arms extended and make a loud clap like we're praying. And then you'll repeat after me. So on the count of three. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for pouring out your life for us.
Thank you for pouring out your life for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading today is from Jeremiah 23. Hear now the word. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doing, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall no longer fear or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the psalm this morning. It's found on page 6 of your bulletin. I'll begin with the light print and then follow and join in responsively as you sing the dark print, Psalm 46.
and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains shake in the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble with its tumult,
there is a river whose streams may cloud the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city, it shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdoms shake. God speaks and the earth melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, regard the works of the Lord, what desolations God has brought upon the earth.
Behold the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Our second reading today is from the letter to Colossians. Hear now the word. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, so that you may have all endurance and patience, joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them,
for they do not know what they are doing. And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah, God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him that said, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man, he has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you'll be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Kind of hard to top that with being able to say anything. But that's kind of the paradox and the point of today. As we close out this church year, as we begin a new year with the story of Advent, the waiting for the baby to come, we pause to remember the paradox of our faith, which is Christ the King is a King who comes and reigns from across, a King who was poured out for us. We don't really like the word king in America. It's because, and it's precisely that paradox that we want to hold on to, because this is a completely different sort of king, a King who was poured out for us. It causes us, invites us to ask the question then, if this is King Jesus' reign, the reign of love poured out for the world, then what am I called to? Is the mark of a great Christian then is to also be poured out for the life of the world? And I want to say a lot more about that, but I also want to keep everything short because this is going to be a longer service. And it is the end of the year, so I also wanted to leave some thoughts for the year to come. This is going to be a really exciting, pivotal year, I think, for us at Azonia. As you can see, you can sense the energy shifting in Newport, right? I think you can see that, feel the energy shifting in this church. New life coming in, new members, new visitors, new nexus of relationship. As the bishop would say, there is a wide web of relationships forming in this community. And so we're going to do, hopefully, a lot of exciting things. But let us remember what I just said in light of what Christ the King means for us. That the mark of a great church is not the attendance record, even though we love it when we are full. It is not having a big budget, right? Even though those are nice to have. These are not the marks of greatness. The marks of greatness is, does a community pour itself out for the life of the community? And friends, we already do a lot, and I think we're trying to do that. And your leadership team that guides this church, they are all part of that mission, right? This Sunday morning does not happen on its own. It happens because there's a small army of volunteers who are constantly pouring their lives and their time and their energy to make Sunday happen. And that is what the church does. We're here because other people invest their time and they pour themselves out. And this also creates an opportunity and a need. We have a small, as I said, a small army of volunteers. Some of them are also serve on council, some of them don't. Some of those individuals serving on council are also at their constitutional term limits. So we need to rotate some people out, need new people to come in. We need that servant's heart within our community of people willing to serve. The important thing about pouring yourself out also is something that's very passionate, I am very passionate about, is this word called resilience. You can't always be pouring out. You have to be filled. And some of our regular volunteers need some time to be filled as well. And so may that be an invitation for us all. But I do not want this to be, I'm guilting you into it. I'm going to entice you with some excitement. As I said, this church is about to do a lot of new things, a lot of really exciting things. We're going to share some of that today and in the coming months and weeks. And also, let us remember something that's really important and crucial for the life of our community, that our mortgage is paid off at the end of the year, end of next year, right? That means the work is to ask that hard question, what do we do with that money? What do we do with the funds? What ministry can we discern together? What new life can we pour out for the sake of our community? It's exciting. It's going to take a lot of discernment. And if that sounds like you want to be part of that exciting discernment team, please make yourself known. But know that the mark, as we said, in light of what Christ the King Sunday is what can we do to pour the life and light and love of God into our community? And how can this new ministry give birth to that mission? So we're really excited. It's going to be a dynamic, great year. The bishop is already scheduled in 27 to come down and burn that mortgage with us. We do a lot. And we will continue to do a lot. And let us remember again, we gather at this table because this is where God's life is poured out for us all. We are all welcome to come encounter the life of God for us, so that we can be filled, so that we can pour our lives for one another. Amen. Thank you.
gathered with one voice, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church in the world, its leaders, and its mission to share the good news of healing and restoration. Inspire us to embody the beloved community in ways that faithfully witness to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for the trembling mountains and glad streams of creation. Preserve and renew your coastlines, deep seas, forests, and grasslands. Guide all who tend flocks or care for creatures of all kinds. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Pray for leaders and advocates in government, civil life, and public safety. Support equity across the globe and heal division with accountability and truth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for any who are hungry, living in poverty or desperation, weary in body or spirit, or sick, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Dan, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Tracy, Emma, Catalea, Ed, Steve, Jean. For immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Comfort all in need of your tender care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray for this part of the body of Christ gathered around word and sacrament. Bring us into authentic community where all ages are valued and experience God's faithfulness together. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for all who have died in faith. May we remember them faithfully until we are gathered with you in the paradise you promise. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We offer these and all our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your grace and unyielding love through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Full disclosure, one of the things I'm not good at, I'm really not good at, is keeping track of and welcoming in our new members. Because I got this kind of dance I do, because I know people don't like coming up in front, because I get nervous even now when I'm up front. After the piece, you'll shake my hand, and you'll be like, oh, his hand is cold. It's because it's nerve-wracking to be up front. And in our church, none of the sacraments, none of the ritual is a law. None of it has to be done. God does it all. And so I try and balance accepting our new members in and not wanting to bring up one by themselves. So I wait for there to be a group. And then lo and behold, we check some records and we realize, well, we haven't done it in like forever. And so then you have to go back at some point, but you don't want to go back too far, right? If you go back 2 years, then it's really awkward for someone to be in the pews, been there for a few years, and be a member. So at some point, we just had to cut it off. So we're going to call some people forward. And to solve this problem for those people interested in maybe a membership, we're just going to do this on Christ the King Sunday every year. So... become a member, you can do that. You got a year before you're up here, and if being up in public is just not your thing, and it really is a struggle, then you just happen to be sick of Christ the King. So if you feel like you are not named and you want to come up, I invite you to come up. But the people we are specifically inviting forward is Brenda Grail, and again, she's been here forever, Emily Johnson, John and Diane Newton, and Cliff and Sally. So, dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for Brenda Grail, Emily Johnson, John Newton, Diane Newton, Cliff Woodward, and Sally Woodward. One with us in the body of Christ, who we welcome as new members in the life and ministry of this foundation. And with the whole church, let us remember our community. Let us confess our faith.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. And is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
So in baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We are called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and in deed, to serve all people. Following the example of Jesus and to strive for justice and peace in the earth. To you, new members, intend to continue in the covenant of your baptism among God's people in this place. If so, respond with, I do, and I ask God to help and guide you.
I do,
and
I ask
God to help and guide us. People of God, do you promise to support and pray for these new members in their life in Christ? If so, please respond. We do.
We do, and we ask God to help and guide us.
Let us welcome these siblings in Christ to the community of faith.
We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world.
Of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ.
Maybe the
please stand as we sing our offering. Supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people
for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and the Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
United as one, let us pray as our Savior comes.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all are welcome to this table, and all means all, which means all, which means all, which means all, which means all. So if you're here, you're part of the all, and all are invited forward to partake in this table. In a moment, the ushers will come, and we'll start on this side of the room, and we ask you to fill in our communion rail, which is our table, from right to left. And you may stand or you may kneel, whichever is most comfortable to you. Only come with your hand extended and you'll put the bread in your hands. And then when the wine is passed around, you either reach in and take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If being all, you still want to come forward and only receive a blessing, you can also do that. Just come with your arms crossed. Again, friends, this is the body and blood of our Lord given for us all, and all are welcome to come forward.
Jesus, breathe.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God of field and flowers, wheat and grape, you have nourished us with the bread of heaven that gives us life to the world. Strengthened by the body and blood of your Son, send us out to gather your good gifts for all who are hungry and thirsty, and embolden us to love and serve in Christ's name.
Amen.
Friends, we pause now for some announcements, and let us remember that this is coming into the week of Thanksgiving. So I just want to extend once again my gratitude and my thanksgiving for all of you. This church is truly an amazing place to work in and minister in, and I never cease to thank God for you all. And we are also thankful that the office will be closed Thursday. Then we're in the Advent, friends. All of our regular scheduled program that will go on this week will go on, except for those events that occur on Thursday and Friday, because no one will be here for it. So plan accordingly. And then finally, with such a short week coming up, I'm going to invite Emily forward down, and she's going to give us a little temple talk of some of the new things that we are doing.
Good morning. I'm Emily. John said he was nervous about talking. I'm extra nervous. I'm going to need all of you to close your eyes. So, as a lot of you know, we have been working with the ABC Education Center across the street. It's a charter school that teaches preschool through fifth grade, to start a pea garden in our raised beds this coming late winter, early spring. So with a lot of help from Barb and Patty, we are getting the beds ready, we're fixing up the shed, and in January, we're going to plant the peas with the kids over at the school, and in February, they're going to be bringing them over here to plant. We still have a ton of opportunities for people to volunteer. If you want to work directly with the children, you do need to go to Sandy Kramer in the office and do a background check, though. So that's starting soon, and then out of this idea grew another idea. You know, we can't just have, you know, several volunteers doing this. We should open this to everybody. And we have these amazing, beautiful grounds. So why not start a gardening club and start organizing volunteers to help take care of the grounds? And there's a lot of really cool projects that have been proposed as part of this, including starting an herb garden so that we can provide herbs to members, maybe doing some gardening workshops, more work and repairs, and maybe some additional raised beds. All of that's over by the parking lot, not in the center and, you know, the other parts of the back end of the property. But then one part that I'm really excited about with the gardening club is the potential to maintain and plant some bulbs in the Memorial Garden. So nothing is official yet. We're going to have our first meeting probably in December or January. I will let people know who are interested, but just come find me, and there will be more announcements to come and to follow on that. And that is, I think, everything I wanted to say.
Okay. Yay. Don't try that.
And so, once again, on the week to come, I'm in the office Tuesday and Wednesday. If you need anything, see me Tuesday and Wednesday. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody after that. You'll want to contact me in case of emergency. With that all being said, my friends, let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. The love of God, the Sovereign, strengthened you. God the Son, save you, and God the Holy Spirit, anoint you for the work ahead. The Holy Trinity bless you and grant you a faithful and courageous heart, now and forever.
Amen.